You guys know how much I love my spa, my Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure that you're grabbing one right now and getting it ordered. People are finally figuring out they really need to get this ordered and on its way, because I'm telling you, it'll save you from the world's stress. It's amazing to have in your backyard. You have to have, if we're going to have staycations for a while, my gosh, what an option for you guys. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Don't waste any time. They have $1,000 off right now on their Labor Day special. You just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And so they have special financing or the $1,000 off. Take advantage of it right now and get it ordered. It'll be the best thing you've done for yourself in a long, long time. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. And this is the company you want to go with. They're the ones that are easy to work with. And just, it's just such a fun, it's just, I can't even express how wonderful a Bullfrog Spa is, because I get in it every night. And it takes my stress away. I want you to do the same for you. Also, their swim spas are really amazing. And their fiberglass pools, nobody can beat them in price. And they are just really good at what they do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Highly, highly encourage you to do it right now.
We trust more than the government. Flint, tap water, Chuck Schumer's tears, and seafood from China. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We put the dumbest people on television, and the TV's on all the time, and the little kids are picking up secondhand dumb. We coddle these kids too much. Let these kids grow up. Stop washing their hands. Antibacterial soap? We didn't have that when I was a kid. I didn't wash my hands until I was 22. The old germs killed the new germs. You're younger than me. You're not going to believe this. I grew up in a time, ready for this, when salad bars, no glass. There was nothing in between you and the lettuce. And people walked up and they spit all over it and you ate it. You ate it. That was the price you paid for unlimited lettuce. In my family, if there were five people, one sink, one hand towel. Five people, one sink, one damp hand towel that never dried. It never dried. And I just found out recently that none of us ever touched the front of the towel, because that's what we thought everybody else was touching. We all went around back. Turns out that's where the polio and scabies, hand, foot, mouth, head, shoulders, knees, and toes disease was hanging out. We embraced germs. Germs were good. Germs make us, they made us strong. We used to try and get germs. My parents tried to get me chicken pox. They had to like sneak it in. They had to drive me to some other town I'd never been to before. I had a blind play date with some kid I never met. Some kid named Jimmy. They shoved me in a room with a kid who's got lesions and pus and scabs and open wounds. Have fun.
Hi there. Oh, I love it. Orny Adams. Oh, doesn't that just bring you back? I mean, you think about all the differences between how we were raised, what's going on now, the germophobia, the incessant OCD, crazy, the lies from government, the mask mandates, the... It's just so out of control, is it not? And you just think, wait, where's our normal at? Where is it? I'm searching for it. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. 888-673-1450. You know, Herbert going into orange, the color orange, brought to you by the Sesame Street colors, color-coded. And a lot of people... not very happy. Taylor Ainge is happy, but no one else is. And he's their commissioner up there. And let me tell you, I don't know if a lot of people are going to abide by it. To tell you the truth, in California, they've gone AWOL in Orange County. In Orange County, California, where I'm from, There were some outspoken voices like Peggy who, you know, went full bore. I mean, she was on a mission and I love her. I think she's fantastic. I got to get her on the show. And she was making sure that people realize that they did not need to wear the mask. So if you go down to Orange County right now, odds are that a lot of people would not be wearing a mask when you went places, even though California, for the most part, is mandated to do so. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see if Utah County is going to put up with the nonsense, the ridiculous, tyrannical behavior of government. And I guess the chips will fall because it's only the people that ignoring it is gonna help in this case. I have so much to go over in this hour, actually. So much to share with you. Anyway, one death of an 85-year-old person with other issues counted as COVID. And of course, the spike being in the ages of 15 to 24 with all the testing they did when everybody went back to college. Kind of amazing, isn't it? It's amazing to see it play out because you just think we can't be this stupid. Honestly, we just called for testing of people that didn't have any symptoms and weren't sick in colleges and schools, COVID tracing. And of course we have a spike in 15 to 24 year olds because the PCR test picks up on basic genetic material. Did you know the inventor of the PCR test came out and they kind of shove him aside now? See, you're not going to hear this on mainstream. He actually came out and said, by the way, that test was never supposed to diagnose a specific disease or a specific virus. Yeah. But Angela Dumm, the epidemiologist for our state, and Governor Herbert seem to think that it can. So they keep calling a virus a disease, and they keep calling it infection. It's not. People aren't sick. So we have that problem going on right now. Somebody asked me what was the difference between a disease and a virus. And it was funny because somebody wrote this online a while ago and they said, a disease is like a messy room and a monkey is like a virus. A monkey can go in and maybe it was the monkey that messed up your room, but maybe not. Maybe it was an earthquake. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was, somebody else in the house that messed up your room. Not necessarily attributed to the virus. So a disease is what it is. And the virus can be something that can be a culprit or it can be harmless. And so there's a big difference. And I wish that the news and the journalists and the media out there would start reporting it accurately. But they really love to drum it up into a disease and infected, and it makes it sound really bad. And so here we are. Okay. You know, I normally would do a lot on that, but I'm just not going to because it's so asinine. I don't even know how to comment on it anymore. So I guess if we all can't make the correlation between going back to school and why the numbers rose in that age group, and then everybody knows that their kids that live with them and went off to school aren't sick, I'm not quite sure how to explain that anymore. And so I'll just leave it there. But I do, there's a couple of things I want to get to, though. And so number one is the schools. And this is going to lead me into 5G, too. But the schools, this is really, really kind of fascinating. And the fact that the schools are spending so much money on technology right now and have been all summer and through the lockdown. I don't know if any of you noticed, a lot of people reported and took photos of the schools kind of incorporating a lot of technology while everyone was on lockdown. Vans showing up, you know, just different things going on with the schools while we were in lockdown. Not quite sure about around here, but I do know that there have been lots of cases where people have been talking online about this, okay? What's interesting about it is that over the summer or during the lockdown, School districts were spending all this money on technology, and some of the systems that are advertised as having this capacity to scan the temperature of up to 70 people a minute, which University of Auburn, was kind of weighing in on, because they said a reliable temperature check based on digital imaging is possible. And here we are with all of this facial recognition and surveillance apparatus all installed it's funny because I look back at the lockdown and I see the fact that, hey, wait a second, they pretend they didn't even know what this was and what a mystery it was. Man, they sure acted quick to put in facial biometrics and body scanning temperature technology for high occupancy settings really, really quickly. Strange, right? Schools and venues and all these kinds of things are getting this kind of stuff going on right now. So I thought I would share that with you, just kind of a heads up. And temperature scanners called SafeCheck USA. It's a Miami-based company. Launched about 6 months ago. How fortunate for them that they were all ready to go incorporated right when the lockdown took place. Isn't that amazing? SafeCheck USA, Miami-based company. I always find that kind of stuff just, wow, crystal ball and everything. Okay. So there's that. And then there's a couple things actually on that note. But let's talk about 5G for just a moment, because I think that this is kind of interesting. You know, at the meeting, they said, well, it's not 5G. It's not 5G. At the meeting last night when somebody asked, but they would not go into any detail. There's a reason for that. They don't go into any detail because they don't actually want to answer this. In fact, cities across the nation right now are announcing that, hey, your city will probably try to tell you it's not 5G, be very dismissive and very condescending to you as you try to point out what's going on right now across the country. The reason that they need all these new towers is because 5G requires a lot of towers, and doing just one check through one company actually that puts out, you know, in your area, what do you have? I think there was about 12 in this entire 12 to 20 in this entire area right now, of Southern Utah in towers that are 5G capable. And so as they've been rolling this out for a couple of years now, but then, of course, 2020 sort of ramped it up ever since December of last year, they have to have more towers to make it work. And it is dangerous, and it is untested on humans. And there's reasons for that. And so if you can lock down a country on a virus with 32 deaths and a virus of the common cold, and if you can lock down an entire economy, you're telling me that cities cannot walk back putting a 5G tower, an 85-foot tower on school property because there might be some health risks? We just masked up, which we're still doing, and locked down cities. We locked down parks and golf courses and everything else, when we didn't even have a single solitary case of anything here. And you're telling me we can't walk this back? They're blaming the FCC. They're blaming, talk to your legislature. FCC's cracking down on us and there's nothing we can do. Actually, there is something that they can do. And when I come back, I'll talk about it. There is something that they can do, the city councils right now. And they can stop just playing like they don't realize that what it is. It's the only reason for the new towers. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I got a big show for you today. Lots going on with Melissa and Susan today on the show. We have so much to talk about and just really informing. So we'll get there. Make sure you go over to tropicalfiberglasspool.com, tropicalfiberglasspool.com. Order up a swim spa right now. Order up a hot tub right now, a bullfrog. Get $1,000 off for special financing, 0% interest. There's all kinds of things that they can help you with, and they know what they're doing. 40 years of experience. These guys are the best. And it was just such a pleasant experience with them that I'm telling you, I absolutely 100% love my hot tub. And it's a form of just relaxation every single night. I think we all need that right now, because if you're anything like me, we're going a little tad crazy right now with the utter stupidity and everything that's going on in our crazy world right now. Besides the violence, uptick in violence, all that's going on with that, Breonna Taylor, and all the things going on with that. We also have what's going on with COVID and 5G and all kinds of stuff. So let's talk about this, because I think that this is really important right now, that the cities understand, you know, and not act like they don't know anything. Because there's one thing I hate is, what? We didn't do what? What? We're just putting up an 85-foot tower next to a school. What? We're just zoning for it. We don't have a choice. FCC is making us. It's not exactly true. Can you replace the 4G cell towers with 5G? Well, not really. I mean, you can. There are instances where you can, but traditionally 4G relies on these antennas with a theoretical signal range of up to 50 miles. And so 4G signal can pass through many obstacles because it's of its low frequency. But because varying weather conditions, all kinds of different factors can disrupt signals, cell phone operators generally space antenna installations no more than 20 miles apart. And if you've ever read the details on your cell phone bill and you wonder why that call you made, says you are someplace else, that's because the call jumped over that and hit a tower somewhere else. But 5G is a different story. It relies on shorter wavelength and higher frequency signals. See, 4G is lower, 5G is higher. And so it's a shorter wavelength. And so the higher frequency is that it avoids interference from surrounding signals, but it's bad because it has a shorter range. This is why they're bringing in a lot more towers right now and rolling that out. This is also why it is dangerous, and they have to tell people within 500 feet, oh, hey, we're putting in a tower here. If everything was nifty and everybody was just a bunch of conspiracy theorists, why would they have to send letters out to everybody warning them that it's in the area? Yeah. That's why I don't like it when cities act like, what? We're not doing anything. Okay, so the answer, according to all these big wireless providers, is small cell wireless. And small cells, it's not the size of the tower. Small cells are miniature cell phone receiving stations that can be placed on light poles and traffic signals and roofs and everywhere. And they're using a lot of school property across the nation for this. And 5G will utilize lots of small transmitters. Doesn't require as much full-sized towers, is what they're trying to say. But let me tell you this, the FCC, who earlier this year approved a set of new rules, okay, and this was just a little while back, and it aimed removing the barrier to deployment of small cells and other 5G networks by strictly limiting the role of local governments, so that the local governments didn't have any wiggle room, right? Or they say they don't have any wiggle room. It's not exactly true, though. And so number one, the cities make money off the leasing of the property to the tower. They make money annually, every year, off the leasing of the property. Okay, so there is money involved here. And it can be thousands. So it can be $20,000 a year, $24,000 a year. It can be a lot of money. And then also cities have been trying to fight back, and they have been successful in Linwood, California, right? They adopted revisions to their own municipal code regarding the local development standards, including appearance and technical specifications of wireless communication facilities. So they did this knowing that these towers were coming. And then they had more room to say, well, we have to really take our time with this and look through this and say, what are our ordinances and how is this complying with the small cell wireless applications? So there are things that they could do if they have the backbone to do it. And so some of those ordinances focus on macro facilities, all kinds of different ways, zoning ordinances for the adoption of a specific design or a small cell deployment, things like this. So cities can do this. And I think this is really important to know, to urge the cities to do something like this as well, so they can't just claim that the FCC makes them. Talk about no backbone. Oh, my gosh. You know, does anybody that actually gets into city government actually go in prepared to have a backbone, to do anything that, outside the box, to make any kind of changes? Oh, my gosh. So when these rollouts are occurring like they are now, we're going to get more and more of these. We might want to let them know that they can do these things, and that also the term cell, when talking about a small cell, refers to the cellular antennas employed in a network. The use of small cell is to something like, that 5G cells are not small in size, but a small refers to the short broadcasting range. Does that make sense? And so, That the cell's due to the weakness of the 5G radio signal, but it actually is higher frequency. It's just a shorter range, thus more towers. Okay. And there are cities across America right now that are having success at saying no. So don't let them tell you that you can't, that they can't say no to this, because what they're doing is they're saying due to unproven health risks, all of the things that they don't know about them, and the frequency of the towers as far as in your area, that they are going to halt it. And they are also going to look at this for health reasons. Like I said, if you can lock down a city for a common cold virus, and boy, were they on board for that one, why can't you put a halt to this? It makes no sense, right? So there's that. And I wanted to bring some of this up. We'll end up talking about it more, but I think that this is really, really important to know that many cities, even in other countries here in the United States, even as they were rolling this out, we've had, people fighting it. 230 scientists now, medical doctors from 40 countries aware of the concerns about this, have started really, they've signed, obviously, things that have said, you know, basically it has the health. We need to study more on this health, on the health effects of electricity, knowing that every single time we implemented a vast degree of more electricity, more of this type of thing, even in the last century and a half, we've had ongoing issues and problems documented with the health of the citizenry. So there's that. And a 2010 analysis from 13 countries, even as we were upping the amount of the towers that were going in with 4G, 3G and everything else, they were showing health effects. And so, of course, we have health effects to the amount that we're exposed to. So you can fight it. There are ways to do it. And that's going to be important for the city councils to realize that, yes, they are saying yes to this. 25% of these towers are hidden with flagpoles and chimneys and trees. I'm serious. They do this so they can give the public a false sense of security. Don't worry. I know there's a tower around every corner and you're exposed to that 24/7, but don't you worry. It's hidden in a tree. No problem. Gotta love that. So there's that. 5G is 100 times faster than 4G. This isn't a small step, just going from 4G to 5G. It's 100 times faster. And they're selling it on the idea that you are going to be so impressed with never having to wait even a single solitary second for something to download. Oh my gosh. Wow. Bring it on. You guys, waiting 3 seconds for something to download or a second for something to download, give me a break. So that's what they're kind of selling it on. But and I'll do some more detailed stuff on this coming up on the show soon, because I have so much information on 5G and the dangers associated. But we do. You can actually look up on the net. You can actually look up how many towers right now are in your area and where they are. And so anyway, it's easy to find. You can scout that out pretty quickly. But cities can fight, and cities can say no, and cities can say no due to health aspects, just like anything. So don't let them tell you they can't do that and that it's out of their hands. And a lot of cities are saying, we don't know if it's 5G. We're not told it's 5G, to try to escape that sort of, you know, part of knowing. And that's not exactly true. They do consent to the tower. The issue is that that's the only reason the towers are usually coming to town. So it'd be really naive at this point to not understand that you are propping something up for 5G to happen. And they do have to have these up all over the place in order to conduct 5G. Okay. Moving on. You know, there's just so much with that topic, too, that I would love to delve into. And I might get to some of this on Friday, because there are so many cases in history as to what correlated any time that we implemented more electromagnetic fields and more issues. Not only with bees, not only with some of the stuff that goes on, and they always say, we don't know why all those animals died. We don't know why bees just aren't coming around anymore. We don't know. Yes, they do, because of all the instances in which this came on board. When radio came on board, it was interesting the amount of illness that came about when it does have a correlation. And so when satellites went up in the sky to a pretty heavy tune of number of satellites, kind of amazing things then happened right after that. Illnesses came and people were sick. And so, yeah, there is something to this. When they put RFID chips attached to the animals to track them, animals' behavior became different. It became different. They started doing different things. We don't, for some reason, there's like a disconnect for us, maybe because we don't talk about it enough. I don't know, but there's a disconnect in that we don't realize, I think, all the stuff we tamper with. But I could go back to World War II, World War I. I can go back to all kinds of different times in our history and tell you that electromagnetic fields, when they were upped, when they were new inventions came in, yes, there was a lot of sickness. 5G is probably like that on steroids. And so that's why people are nervous. They have reason to be. They have reason to be. It can mess with you. I'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. You can call up 888-673-1450. Rod Meldrum on the show, 2 o'clock Friday, Mountain Time. There's a big event coming up with him and Glenn Beck and a few others. And so he'll be talking about that. And some curious origins of America. He'll be talking about that, too. And so that'll be a lot of fun to have him. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet if you'd like to lose some weight. This is the best way to do it, by far. I did it this way, and let me tell you, it works. And if you've tried to lose weight, you know that you can lose 5 pounds and then gain it back, right? And it's just a constant yo-yo. You know what? It's time to finally kick it to the curb and do something about it before we roll into winter. And so make sure that you are calling up Dr. Diet. 628-DIET is the phone number, 628-DIET. And they'll help you with, they even do telecalls too. And so they do all kinds of things. They've got doctors on staff, nurse, chiropractor, you name it. And they will help you with your body type in figuring out what's best for you and how you can lose weight, because sometimes maybe the keto diet shouldn't be for you because maybe you don't have the body type that would support that. And so instead of just going with the fad diet of the day, make sure that you're meeting with them so they can help you to determine what's the best route for you. Dr. Diet Wellness Center, you can go on Facebook and find them. These guys are just amazing. They're just stellar. I can't say enough about them. They're so good. They also have free classes and everything else they offer. And they're just awesome. So 628-DIET is the phone number. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments there. I've always felt like some of the health problems we have are caused because of what we're doing ever since World War II.
Yes.
I'm in my 70s, but I do believe that a lot of people are taking advantage of our health problems. Some of the people are claiming because of the nuclear testing. Mm-hmm. They got cancer, and Dr. Balaji several years ago said, we're about 200 miles away from where they were doing that. He says by the time a lot of that radiation got to St. George, it would have been diluted quite a bit, but yet the government paid out millions of dollars to people who claim they got cancer from that. But I think some of that was caused because of the radio waves and what, you know, the things we're putting in. Cell phones are big, have been big now for about 30 years. I mean, they put them right next to their ear, you know, that type of stuff, which creates other problems. And so I just think that a lot of the cancer and things that are going on, and dermatology is a big deal now. I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's a lot of people going to dermatologists now because of that. But I just believe that we're just creating more and more problems that we shouldn't have to have. I'd slow it down somehow. But
Thank you.
I think the nuclear testing may have been part of it, but not as much as people claim it was. So
Thank you.
My thought.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thanks so much. I really do, because he's right. And this came from a terrific book, The Invisible Rainbow. And the rainbow isn't what you think in today's terms, right? So associated with LGBT right now. But The Invisible Rainbow, my friend Kristen turned me onto this book because it was funny. It's written by an environmentalist, a leftist. And I just find them just leftist sort of appalling. So I usually don't. I hate reading stuff from leftists because it usually has their bend or their curve. But this book was a little different because he just really stuck to what was going on during the different times during history. And he said at the end of the 19th century, there were urban landscapes were transformed by the installation of telegraph lines throughout the industrialized countries. And the technology used voltages of the order for 80 volts on a single conductor. And the return current was being earthed. And that period saw this emergence of the first stray currents to which living beings were going to be exposed. And it was then that one saw the appearance of diseases of civilization, such as neurasthenia, which basically is like anxiety, too. They've classified this as more like an anxiety attack, which afflicted Frank Lloyd Wright and Theodore Roosevelt, among all these other well-known figures. And in passing that neurasthenia to very similar sort of hypersensitivity, which is like the modern term for the same sensitivity to electricity. So around half of the telegraphists at the time who were employed to manipulate the electrical current sent through the lines, they were exposed to really strong electromagnetic fields that were afflicted by a telegraphic sickness. And once again, the symptoms were the same as those of this hypersensitivity. And so later on, around 1915, it was the telephone operators who were experiencing the same symptoms. And they were exposed to electromagnetic fields from the communications for hours on end of their desks. And in 1989, clear up until 1989, it was noted that Winnipeg, 47% of the telephone operators were still suffering from those same symptoms, However, in 1894, Sigmund Freud, isn't it interesting how he crops up a lot, wrote an article whose effect was disastrous for all the unfortunates who suffered from the sickness at the time. And rather than seeing an external cause, they attributed these symptoms to disordered thoughts or poorly controlled emotions. And so as a result, millions of citizens were affected by this and of course, the exposure to this. And they also call it anxiety attack, panic attacks. Isn't that interesting? Also, those who worked, you know, closest to our electricity, Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell, kind of interesting that they both suffered from diabetes. Diabetes was not super common back then, and they think it had something to do with what it did to the cells. So it's interesting that the more we add and add and add all of these external, you know, electromagnetic fields, that we have more and more diabetes too. Isn't that kind of fascinating? I find this stuff kind of fascinating to kind of, you know, this book was not chocked full of agenda, which I appreciated because I just kind of went back and said, you know, what really happened and what did people really suffer from? When we put in 66 new satellites in 1998, did we get some sickness then? We did. And so people have, there's always this correlation, it seems, if you go back in history, clear correlation between breast, prostate, lung cancer rates too with radio frequencies. Now, the argument would be on the other side of the aisle that, oh, hey, it's safer now. And those working on it, it's never been safer. Okay. Now, that could be the truth. And in many ways, maybe they have been able to clean some of this up to get it to the point where people aren't keeling over when they're the ones working on it, right? So in close proximity or whatever the case may be. Yet at the same time, we're about to put on the biggest, most comprehensive network around the world, well-coordinated, started rolling out in 2018. December of 2019, huge rollout, started going on the cruise ships in January, okay? And it mimics all the same kinds of sickness that, say, COVID-19 does. That's interesting to me. And so when you're looking at the fact that it's very, very difficult, or they'll say, you know, well, we can't find what the cause for this is or the cause for that. We have more ADD. We have ADHD than ever. We've got more diabetes than ever. We have all these things. Things I know as I look through my research, they don't just happen. There's always a cause. There's always a reason that it jumps. They even think that melanomas are not predominantly caused by the sun, but by radio frequencies, just because we are, honestly, we have more skin cancer than ever before. And it's not as if we're just baking and living in the sun. We're actually living more inside the house, aren't we? So to have that by the sun would not make as much sense as it would the fact that we're just consistently exposed all the time. That's what I kind of think about and everything else. And I might expand on this a little bit on Friday's show, because I think it's just really, really fascinating, actually. There are a couple of things you can do. One, they call it a star tri-pack for your home or office. Star tri-pack. Look that up. The pack can be positioned on a windowsill aiming it towards the general direction of the closest tower to you. And a clear field plate is another thing. It's a clear field plate. And so I'll be looking into these. There's organite. There's all kinds of different things that the people have talked about, but that we can look into to help out with this. But our exposure is going to be very exaggerated coming up as they have to put in more and more towers around us. And some of them look like light poles. They look very simple. They don't look like the exaggerated, you know, 100 different directions, you know, on top of a very big pole. Some of them just look like light poles. And so sometimes you might not even realize what it is. But the frequencies that they give off, and if we go back into history, you're going to find that there's definitely a correlation between birds, between bees, between all kinds of things. And so that I have to support, because the evidence is there. It's just, it's honestly, it's there. In fact, sickness doubled when they put in the telegraph at 1854. It just really, really went up. And even after World War II as well, you saw, like I said, with Freud, you saw a number of things happen with soldiers. In 1950, scientists in the Soviet Union observed radio frequencies were altering electrocardiograms of individuals exposed to them. And with the rate of heart disease we have, they said that this can very, very much mess with the heart, promote diabetes, the prolonged effects of this. So isn't it interesting how heart disease is the number one killer in America? Diabetes is not far behind. And how it can mess with the cells with cancer. It also talked about how Alzheimer's might be too much zinc in the brain, and how that correlates with radio frequencies. Isn't that strange? But they found that when people were looking to rid themselves of the zinc, they actually did better with Alzheimer's, because in Alzheimer's brains, zinc was about double of a normal brain. And so that's kind of interesting too. So we'll talk more about 5G coming up, I'm sure, because there's so much about it that people probably need to know, and city councils need to know, because they can't just unknowingly say yes to these things without looking into them. And even the commissioner of the FCC was warning people about the effects of this. So this isn't just conspiracy. This has been going on a long time. And if people have been lobbying the cities and saying, look, this is going to hurt kids that are in close proximity in schools, do not do this. And this has been going on for a while now. And they've been able to get the city to backtrack on these and to not allow the zoning changes for them to be in school property and make money off of these things. Then there's a reason for that. So we have to take a look at that. This is not brand new. So take that into account, too. Okay. I was going to get to broken supply chain as far as what you need to be storing right now. But some of the things that you might not be able to get as easily this winter and fall: medical supplies, pharmaceutical products. Also, garlic. Garlic is something that has been very disrupted by the supply chain. Toys for Christmas. I would tell you right now would probably be a really good time to start ordering up toys. If you'd like to, get your kids or grandkids toys for Christmas, this would be the time. Diet soda. Because of the supply chain for all the flavorings and the artificial sweeteners and everything that's sourced in China. Specialty food items might be very, very hard to get. Disinfectants, those are difficult. And of course, yeast, very, very difficult to get. And if you can get it right now, I'd store it in the freezer in a Ziploc. Even those little packets, you can store for 5 years. Freezers are something that people are looking to buy because they want to be able to store meat. They want to be able to store things for this winter. And so freezers actually are something that are being sold that are going to be harder and harder to find. I remember reading an article, too, as far as that goes, oil for your car, some tires, lumber. I'll be doing a show about lumber. A friend of mine sent me a video on this person explaining the lumber shortage right now and why we have the cost of lumber has gone up so dramatically. And it may be not what you think it is. It's actually more due to fires. Isn't that interesting? Fires that are either happening maliciously or whatever the case may be at a lot of sawmills across the country. That number has upped, so we'll talk about that too. But there are things that are disrupted right now and could be this winter that you may want to look at and stock up on, like garlic and yeast and things like that are easy to get right now. Might not be in the winter. Who knows? All right, I'll be right back with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Be right back.